I'm not pulling on my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work, coronavirus edition. Okay, so today is another one of my trivia columns, where I have a subject matter and I'm going to ask trivia questions about them and see if you can figure out what it is I'm talking about. And today's topic is the shortest names in magic. So everything I'm going to talk about today has three or less letters in its name. That's all my trivia questions for today. Okay. First up, what magic card has the least number of letters in its name? I'll give you some clues. It's a shapeshifter. So 1/1 shapeshifter that costs 2 mana. It has 2 activated abilities. One of the activated abilities is in italics. And the character makes fun of various characters through Magic's history, including, I think, Phage and Gerard and Tangarth. So what card am I talking about? I'm talking about the card with no name. So in Unhinged, there's a card that literally doesn't have a name. That's just a lot of underscores. And so it costs 1 and a blue, 1/1. So 1 colon, this card name becomes the name of your choice. Play this ability anytime, anywhere. And then 1 colon, this card's flavor text becomes the flavor text of your choice. And then it says, this ability doesn't work because it's flavor text, not rules text, but neither does this reminder text, so you figure it out. And anyway, it was in Unhinged, and the idea was that it could become any name. So things that care about names, you can make it. The rule, by the way, is when it says the name of your choice, you can only make it a name of an existing magic card. You couldn't make up a name that's not a magic card name, but you could choose any magic card name, and it could become that name. Okay. But that is zero letters. I mean, technically, it is the least number of letters. But what is, my next question, what is the smallest magic name that has just one letter? What is that name? Can you guys think of that? So I will give you a clue. It is legendary. And it is... Didn't have reminder text, but I have reminder text that I always wanted to put on it, which I'll talk about in a second. It is a 2-color legendary creature. And the colors are blue and black. It is a human spy. It has 2 activated abilities and a quirky static ability. So what is the card? Also from... in Unset, this time, last one was from Unhinged, this is from Unstable, it is X, blue-black, 2/2, legendary creature, human spy, as long as X is in X's owner's opponent's hand, X's owner may cast X and activate X's abilities, that opponent can't cast X and plays with his or her hand revealed, blue-black tap, put X in target opponent's hand, 3 blue-black, you may play a card in the same hand as X without paying its mana cost. So X, the idea of X is it was a spy, and it could sneak into other people's hands, and while it's in their hands, it can let you play their cards, is the idea. The flavor text that I'd wanted for this card that didn't fit was X spots the mark, because he's a spy. And it just didn't fit. We really tried to make it fit, but it just didn't fit. Okay, next up. Okay, so that was... So no name is the only card with 0 letters. X is the only one with 1 letter. There is one magic card that has a name of 2 letters. Can you name it? It is a black card. What else can I say about it? It is a it's an enchantment. Into the clues here. It is definitely a card that makes you it has a verbal component. So it's also a silver border card. Interestingly, it's not from Unhinged, and it's not from Unstable. It is from Unglued. Its effects can grow exponentially. It's an exponential growing card. Can you guys name the card? It costs one mana. It's a one black mana enchantment from Unglued. It's called Ow. So it's an enchantment. Whenever any player deals damage to a player, that player may say Ow once for each permanent named Ow. If that player doesn't, Ow deals one damage to them. So if there's one Ow out, you have to say Ow once. But if there's two Ows out, you have to say Ow four times because each Ow makes you say it twice. And if you have four Ows out, every time you deal damage, they have to say Ow 16 times, which I always consider for fun. Oh, the flavor text is, have you ever noticed how some flavor text has no relevance whatsoever to the card it's on? Anyway, making a fun. Okay, so, okay, now, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't any Silver Border cards left, but this next one is not a Silver Border card. It turns out it's much easier when you're messing around with Silver Border cards to make really short names. So we had no name, which was zero, X, which was one, I, which was two. Okay, now we're getting to three-word names, and there are 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There are 15 three-letter names in Magic. Okay, so the first one I'm going to do goes back all the way to Alpha. This is a it's the first three-letter name. I think the only three-letter name in Alpha. Yes, it is the first three-letter name. So this was in Alpha. So what? Another clue is this is an aura. It was, I think, when it first showed up in Alpha. What rarity was it in Alpha? It was a rare. It was a rare aura. I forgot about that. We later reprinted it in Uncommon because it being rare is super weird. It actually was a very weird rare to have. It's a green card. It's an aura. And it grants an ability to. It's an enchant creature. Okay, can you name it? I've given you enough clues. It is Web. So Web costs one green mana, enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets +0/+2 and has reach. So the alpha text, by the way, was enchant creature was the card type. Target creature gains +0/+2 and can now block flying creatures, though it does not gain the power to fly, is how reach was written out in Alpha. Okay. The next card I'm going to talk about is much more recent. This card is from Throne of Eldraine. It is also an aura, and in its art has very colorful stained glass windows, which should be a clue at what color it is if you know your, I'm sorry, this was not an Eldraine, I misled you, this is in Dominaria, sorry, I apologize for this is from Dominaria, and it has very colorful stained glass windows, which should tell you what color it is. It's an aura, and it is a very flavorful card. It's a white aura, if you haven't figured it out yet. The card got reprinted in Core Set 2021. So it appeared in Dominaria in Core Set 2021. And the card is Dub. Two and a white enchantment aura, enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets +2/+2, has first strike, and is a knight in addition to its other types. Originally, by the way, we made it Dominaria. There's going to be a major knight theme in Dominaria was Soup. There's Soup and Salad were the two codenames. And Salad was going to be a small set also. It was going to be a two-set block. We ended up changing over. Dominaria was, I think, the third set, because the two Ravaging sets were the first two sets. In our new, 3-in-1 model. And anyway, when Salad went away, the Knight Tribal stuff mostly went away. There's a little bit of Knight Tribal in Dominaria. But anyway, this card came from a time in which we were going to do a little bit more Knight Tribal. I'm not sure whether this was originally in Dominaria or we moved it from Salad. But anyway. Okay, next up is another early three-letter word. I think, if I remember correctly, it's a relatively early one, but not the only one. So this card first showed up in Ravnica. So I guess there's some before it. So this is maybe a middle three. So this three-letter card showed up in Ravnica, original Ravnica. It has four words of rules text, and 6 words of reminder, not reminder, of flavor text. So it's rules text is 4 words. It's flavor text is 6 words. Okay, another clue. It has a converted mana cost, I should now say a mana value of 6 mana. Whew, it feels good to say that. I've been not able to say that for a while. It has a mana value of 6. The word 6 appears in both. I'm sorry. The word 6 appears in its rules text, and it has 6 words of flavor text. The word 6 does not appear in its flavor text, although another the word 5 appears in its flavor text. What is this card? It is Hex. Hex. 4 black, sorcery, destroy 6 target creatures. When killing 5 just isn't enough. I wrote that flavor text for what it's worth. I wasn't even on the, I wrote 2 pieces of flavor text for the set. I wasn't even on the team. I just like wrote them while making cards and stuff and ended up staying. And when the set got reviewed, the 2 highest ranked flavor text for the 2 that I wrote. So I'm probably never going to hit rate like that ever again. Okay, next up. We're going back to Invasion. This is an artifact creature from Invasion that showed up on the list, I think in Zendikar Rising, or at least it's on the list. I'm not sure whether it's Zendikar Rising or Kaldheim, but it showed up on the list. And it is a very popular creature type. In fact, it is the most popular creature type. And it's an artifact that's a creature type that's super popular, the most popular. What is it? And here's a little piece of trivia question. The reason this name is so short is because the only way to fit the rules text on the card is if the name was really, really short. So we had to give it a short name. So what is the card? Tech. T-E-K. So Tech is cost 5 generic mana, artifact creature, dragon. It's a 2/2. Tech gets +0/+2 as long as you control planes, has flying as long as you control an island, gets +2/+0 as long as you control a swamp, has first strike as long as you control a mountain, and has trample as long as you control a forest. So if you have all 5 basic lands in play, it's a 4/4 flying, first striking, trampling dragon. Invasion was a set, by the way, that had the berry mechanic that you cared about how many, you want all the different basic lands. So this is not technically a domain card exactly, but it plays very similar to domain. So this is definitely a domain-ish card. Okay, next, we're going to do another 3-letter. Invasion had another 3-letter word I'm going to talk about next. So this card is a cantrip, pictures the Weatherlight in its art, and it's the flavor text was, "All this time I thought Squee was useless," chuckled Sisse. "Who knew he'd be such a good shot?" What is this card? This is one of the last cards, if not the last card alphabetically, in Invasion. It is red. It costs 3 mana. And like I said, it's a cantrip. It's an instant. It deals 1 damage to target creature or player. The card is Zap. So Zap, 2 in a red, instant. Zap deals 1 damage to target creature or player. Draw a card. And then the flavor text I already read. Okay, next up, the next card is a another uncard. So this card showed up in Unglued. The story behind it is, when I was making the set, I asked if there was any slush art, meaning art we had made for some other set that the art didn't end up getting used, but we liked the art. This card was built around that art. The card has the name as if this is a legendary creature, but it is not. The creature type is its name, and it's a proper name. It's a man's name. And the flavor text is, "Now I lay me down to sleep. What are you staring at?" And Tony Dieter Lizzie, is the artist. It's from Unglued. And what is it? So this card comes into play with 1/+1/+1 counter on it for each game you've lost to your opponent since you last won a Magic game against him or her. So the creature gets bigger. It starts as a 2/2 and gets bigger based on how many games you've lost to that player. So the more games you've lost, the bigger it starts as. What is the card? So not a lot of Magic cards refer to previous games you played with an opponent. This card does. The card is Gus. So Gus is 2 and a green, 2/2. And then it has the ability, I said before, that he has +1/+1 counter for each game you've lost to your opponent before that. The idea of this card was it gets better against somebody you normally lose to was the idea. Okay, next up. Okay, so this card comes from Corset 2020. It's an instant that can't be countered. And it has a mana value of 2. Any guesses? Okay, it's a red card. And it deals damage, but only to white and blue things. It deals 5 damage to creatures or planeswalkers that are white or blue. Its flavor text is, "I'm afraid your dinner got a little overcooked, Marlin Farwath Innkeeper." What is this card? Fry is the card. Fry, 1R, instant. This spell can be countered. Fry deals 5 damage to target creature or planeswalker that's white or blue. With the flavor text I said already. Okay. Next. Oh, I was incorrect. When I said earlier that Webb was not the only alpha card to have a 3-letter name. So maybe you were guessing this before when I was doing Webb. So this is a common card. It has been reprinted numerous times. Let's see, how many times has it been reprinted? It has been reprinted, according to this thing right here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 22 times the card has shown up in 22 different products. So what exactly is this card? It's an instant. And its Oracle reminder text is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words long. Its alpha text is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So it is 2.5 times longer in its alpha version than in its Oracle version. This ability, by the way, this card has also been printed in 2 other colors at the same mana cost. I mean, color swapped, but at the same mana cost, doing the exact same effect. What is this card? It is Fog. So Fog is green instant, prevent all combat damage to be dealt this turn. Illustrated by Jesper Mirforst in alpha. So the alpha version, by the way, is creatures attack and block as normal, but none deal any damage. All attacking creatures are still tapped. Play any time before attack damage is dealt. Okay. Next up. Okay. Next up is... Where is this one? Okay. So this card is from Modern Horizons. So this is a much newer card. Okay. So this card has an ability that was first seen in original Ravnica block. That other than the ability that comes from original Ravnica block, it just has 3 words. It's an instant, a mana value of 5. The flavor text is, "Not all monsters fight with teeth and claws." So it is Mob. Mob, 4 and a black, instant, has Convoke, so your creatures can help cast a spell. Each creature you tap while casting the spell pays for 1 or 1 mana of that creature's color. Destroy target creature. So that is Mob. Okay, next is, let's see. Okay, so this is a future shifted card. This is a card from the future. That showed up in Future Sight in a future frame. That should be all the clues. You should be able to get it from that. But I will tell you more. So the interesting thing about it is it has a mana value of 1. It's an instant. And I'll read the flavor text. There's no shortcut to work done true and well. The creators learned this to their sorrow the first time they made the word. Githri, the prisoner. I don't know if you know who Githri, the prisoner, is yet, because it's a future shifted card. And the artist was Brian Despain. Okay, it's an instant. It's blue. Costs a single blue mana. What is the card? It is Nyx. So it is counter target spell if no mana was spent to play it. So it counters for 1 mana, free spells. Those spells that cost nothing. Okay, next. Okay, so this is another relatively early card. This is from Ice Age. So this is another one of the earlier cards that had a three-letter name. Okay, so it costs, it has a mana value of 3. All 3 mana is of the same color. So it costs 3 mana, all colored, all the same color. It's a sorcery. It was originally illustrated by Cornelius Broody. It did get reprinted in 5th edition and Master's edition. In Time Spiral, we made a riff on this card. This is one of the cards we made a riff of in Time Spiral. Okay, the card is Pox. So Pox is black, black, black. Each player loses a third of his or her life, then discards a third of the cards in his or her hand, then sacrifices a third of the creatures he or she controls, then sacrifices a third of the land he or she controls, random each time. That was the Ice Age text, by the way. Okay, next up. Okay, so this card first showed up in Urza's Saga. It's a goblin. A 4/4 goblin. That should be enough. Urza's Saga, 4/4 goblin. Do you have it? Mana value 2, costs 1 and a red. And it has 2 lines of text. And the 2 lines of text are identical, except for two words are changed between the 2 sentences. So the 2 sentences are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Each are 2 sentences, each 11 words long. 9 of the words in the first sentence are the exact same words in the exact same order as the second sentence. What is this card? So the card is Ak. OKK. 1 in a red, goblin, 4/4 goblin. Ak can't attack unless a creature with greater power also attacks. Ak can't block unless a creature with greater power also blocks. Anyway, not the strongest of cards. I will admit that. Okay, next up is another pretty famous card. Okay, so this card first showed up. Where did it first show up? It first showed up in Invasion? Invasion, wow. Invasion had a bunch of three-letter card names. I had to do with the naming of that. Maybe it was me because I like three-letter names. So this has shown up. How many times has this shown up? So let's see. It has shown up 12 times. Shown up in 12 different sets. And it's coming up in the Mystic Archive. It's in the Mystic Archive. Okay, so what is this card? It is an instant, mana value 1. It's blue. The card is Opt. Okay, so Opt is an instant, 1 mana. Look at the top card of your library. You may put that card on the bottom of your library. Draw a card. We need alternatives, Hannah, yelled Gerard. Now. Okay. Okay, next. What's our next one? Okay, our next card is... Okay, this is from Darksteel. It is an instant with a mana value of 3, illustrated by Brian Snowdy, and has the following flavor text. The druids would be better off if they spent more time in the lab and less time watching trees grow. Pontifex, Elder Researcher. So it is a blue instant, and it's a counterspell. What is this card? The card is... Vex. 2 and a blue, counter target spell. That spell's controller may draw a card. Okay, what we got next here? How about, okay, we're going to do another uncard. Okay, so this is from, it originally appeared in Unhinged, showed up again in Unsanctioned. It has a sticky note for flavor text. How's that for a clue? And it has the reminder text. Reminder text is any italicized text in parentheses that explain rules you already know. What is the card? It is Duh. Duh is an instant, costs 1 black mana. Destroy target creature with reminder text, with that reminder text. And then there's a little sticky note on it that says, will players understand the creature is being crushed by 2 parentheses? And then someone else says, not a chance. So what happened was, in the art, the creature is being crushed by parentheses, but we didn't think people would realize that, so we wanted to make a joke about it to realize that's what's going on. So Da has its reminder text is explaining what the joke of the art, which was a little hard to see. So I thought that was kind of funny. Okay, is that it? Did I get through all the cards? Let's see. I did that one. 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 I did. I think I did all the cards. Okay, so since we have a little bit of time left, I'm not quite there. I'm going to go up to our four. There's a bunch of four-letter cards. So I'm going to... Okay, I will do a little trivia on the alphabetically first... the card that's first alphabetically, four-letter card that's first alphabetically, and then I'll do last alphabetically. Now, there's two different cards you can claim as first alphabetically, depending on how you want to alphabetize it. So I will do trivia on both of them, because one of them is a weather-like card that's an enchantment that lets you remove cards from the top of your library to prevent damage. And the flavor text is, helping people is mostly a matter of teaching them to help themselves. Sisse from her journal. So this is in Weatherlight. Costs a mana value of 1. Costs 1 white mana. It's enchantment. What is it? It's not a very memorable enchantment. That's why I told you most of the card. It is Alms. A-L-M-S. So Alms is costs 1 white mana, enchantment. 1, remove the top card in your graveyard from the... Oh, sorry. Top card in your graveyard, not top card in your library. No wonder you couldn't get it. I gave you the wrong clue. Remove the top card in your graveyard from the game. Prevent 1 damage to any creature. Okay, so now let's do the other alphabetical first card. Like I said, it kind of depends on how you choose to alphabetize it. Okay, this next card is... it's a silver border card in which the character of the card is missing from the card it's on and shows up in Urza's hot tub. He's in Urza's hot tub. What is the card? So the card is... Oh, I'll give one more clue. The flavor text, or not the flavor text. This card has a carton of milk on it. Not in the art. In the rules text. It is a carton of milk in the rules text. So the card is AWOL. So AWOL is an instant... so it costs 2 and a white. It says, exile target attacking creature, then remove it from the game, then put it into the absolutely removed from the freaking game forever zone. And in the art, you see that the creature has ripped itself up. You can sort of see the back of the card. And then in the milk, it says, have you seen me, to show you what he looks like. Because he shows up, he's in Urza's hot tub. This is one of our... And so, this card showed up on Unhinged, then later showed up on Unsanctioned. I like doing a lot of jokes where cards from one card would show up in other cards. So I thought it was funny. The reason, by the way, I don't know whether AWOL or Alms technically is alphabetical first, is AWOL is an acronym rather than a spelled word. And I think acronyms alphabetically come first, I believe. But it's AW versus AL. So anyway, I thought I'd give both clues. Okay. So the last thing we'll do is we'll do my last clue of today will be the alphabetically last four-letter word in Magic. Okay, so this is from Mirage. It is illustrated by Ron Spencer. It has no flavor text. It has a mana value of 3. Excuse me. Because I'm hiding to myself. It is an instant with 3 mana. It has a name. I believe the word is actually an English word. But I don't believe anybody knows. I don't even know what it means. I could look it up, I guess. I'm not even sure what it means. But it is a four-letter word, alphabetically the last four-letter word, a white, 3 mana, 2 and a white, instant, from Mirage. I'm even going to tell you what it does. I'm going to read the flavor text. The Oracle text is, target creature defending player controls gets +3/+0 until end of turn. That creature can block up to 2 additional creatures this turn. Okay. Very unforgettable card. But can you remember... It was a rare in Mirage. Can anybody remember what this card is called? It is called Yare. Y-A-R-E. Yare. I don't even know what Yare means. But should I find out? Okay, we're gonna find out what Yare means. Cause I don't want you. I like that my things to be educational. So we're gonna look up Yare. Okay, so Yare is. Let's see. Yare, of a ship, responding promptly to the helm, easily manageable. That does not seem like that's... okay, archaic, set for action, ready, characterized by speed and agility. Aha, that makes much more sense. So because you're so fast, that is why you're able to deal with that. So anyway, that is it. I can see my desk. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's trivia. All the small words. Anyway, it was fun. I hope you guys like this because they're fun to do. But anyway, I can see my desk. So we all know what that means. It means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time.